You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Everybody bristles up. Everybody gets a little uncomfortable when you start saying 9 wins isn't enough. See, they're not ready. You think you're ready, but you really ain't ready. Because when we start criticize Memphis basketball for not going to Sweet 16s, right? That's what we talk about around here.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know? And really what we should actually, based on the budgetary restrictions, we should just say it's good enough to make the tournament every single year.
But it's not.
But it is.
I mean, it is on paper, but culturally, emotionally, historically, in this town, it is not.
Until about 2 or 3 years ago, you know, that was just kind of the measure. Mm-hmm. It was just like, if you're not going there, you're failing. You know, it's what we talked about Josh. You know, it's why he had ultimately go. He hasn't made the Sweet 16. He hasn't, blah, blah, blah. But so I just want people to know, like, hey, you're getting all the funds. You're getting all the resources. You're getting all the stuff.
And now the bar is raised.
Here comes the smoke.
For sure.
That goes for every, because it's you know, football's the future. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Football's the future. We're going to start treating it like that.
We're going to get you out to the games after we get this place renovated.
Oh, I've been to the games.
We're going
to
bring Parth back and have him come out to the, because you'll be going up to some bigger market and everything else. We'll bring Parth back.
That's right.
A packed game here at Memphis in the newly renovated stadium. You guys are going to understand how big Memphis football
is. I go to 2 or 3 games a year. I'll go to the Arkansas game. I'll probably go to the Tulane game. I'll go to games.
Of course I will.
I enjoy going to games.
I want to be there for Navy. I want to see Blake Horvath.
But let me say this.
We owe him.
As a fan, the experience is going to be very different for me, because if I go to a game and I don't walk out of it with a win, that includes Arkansas, by the way, because Memphis basketball went 10-3 against the SEC in their non-conference last year.
And UConn and, yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan State.
If Memphis football can't beat Arkansas at home, that's a huge disappointment. That's a huge disappointment. Based on their resources and based on where they're supposed to be in college football. Like, again, let's start talking.
Arkansas still got way more resources poured into their football program than Memphis.
They're a bottom quadrant SEC team, all right?
This is a year different world. Where we can beat them.
Who did Memphis basketball beat last year? They beat Ole Miss. They beat UConn. They beat Michigan State, right? I mean, let's go now. Let's go. So I know this has kind of turned into a Memphis football, but that's kind of your job too now. It's like you're the –
surveying the landscape, yeah.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, the Memphis Athletic Department – the sands are shifting.
Yeah, it's interesting time.
Underneath your feet.
And I know you thought you'd never see the day. I mean, I got here in 2022, and I didn't think it'd be this way this quickly, right?
Right.
Or ever, for that matter, and certainly not this quickly. So here we are.
I don't know if I like it, but we're here.
It's clear you don't.
I don't. I'm a basketball guy, man. That's how I grew up. That's how I grew up, right? I grew up on – so that's where it comes from. It doesn't come from I want Memphis football to fail or anything like that at all, you know? It's just that I come from that very specific place. You know, it's what I've always covered. It's what I've always known. So
you're not the only one.
And now it's being taken like a little baby, all right, and it's being put in the back seat. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm kicking and screaming. So anyway, Parth, appreciate your time, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Read him at DailyMemphian.com. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN.
Asia Wilson. I'm just kidding. Although I would like to talk about her at some point. I mean, 32, 12, and 5 blocks last night, bro.
Yeah, you know she got a statue outside of South Carolina.
She deserves it.
I mean, this is wild. I mean, while she's playing. That's right. How cold she is.
She is really cold.
Nobody's waiting to make it till after she's done with her career. You do that because right. She's that cold right now.
Yes.
Point.
So those
numbers don't surprise me.
I would like to talk about her at some point.
I'd like to have her in here.
I would too.
Love to interview her.
She is a gem. There is no doubt about that.
Bring our man with her. Who's my guy?
Bam Adebayo.
There you go. If you'd like, if it make you more comfortable.
I'd love to talk to Bam, gold medalist, Olympic gold medalist.
I have more questions for her than for Bam.
Did they end up? They lost to France, right? The women?
The women.
Yeah.
Don't get me lying.
Maybe they won.
I think they won again.
I think it was close, though.
Because you make stuff up, man, now.
Yeah, 67-66. They won by a point in the gold medal game.
And it was France. We were in men.
Yeah.
Now, I knew Steph won that for us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. It's however many straight goals for the women. We don't lose.
Yeah. In basketball, we don't. I think we can still. I was actually weirdly talking about this with somebody in Vegas, like what the next era of Olympic basketball will look like and how good it will be. Mm. You know, that's a very interesting question. Now, I think there's enough, right? Like Cooper Flagg, Cade Cunningham. Ja, does he want to do it?
I don't know, man. It took a lot of out of our old guard still to
it did
hold off the world last year. Remember, it wasn't just them, Jokic and them. Feel like, you know, all of them, Canada's closer. It's those three that were in the documentary.
Yeah.
Right, feel France, too.
France ain't
that
going
are
anywhere.
Right there on you.
France is super young.
And it took monstrous Hall of Fame level effort from and performance from Steph to hold off France in that time. That's what I'm saying. Who's that guy? Who's that guy that's got that kind of heart and is going to perform
it's a great
like
question.
That? Because I don't know that Anthony Edwards is even that guy.
Yeah, I mean,
that's going to perform like that in the moment. It took some of our best we've ever had, like the best to ever play the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and so
fair.
I'm not sure if we can continue to hold him off with the next generation. I'd like to believe Ja is one of those guys.
You got Chet Holmgren, you got Paolo, you got Cade, you got Anthony Edwards, trying to think who else might be in that group, man. It's not great in terms of the youth because, like, Tyrese Halliburton, like, no. Scottie Barnes, no. It does kind of drop off. I will give you that. But Cooper Flagg will be fun. He'll help. He'll bring the edge to that.
And they'll have to find a way. Didn't I learn from that documentary? It was Batum who's bringing a lot of the heart to France.
Yeah.
And so when a guy like him ages out, who brings that for them?
Does
Wimby have it? Is he just the heart and the performance guy? Because you have to have some of that in there.
Right, you got him.
And I don't know if we got enough heart dudes, man.
U.S.?
Do we? Like when the Draymonds and all them get out?
You don't think...
I don't know.
You don't think
like, who's that?
Anthony Edwards could bring that?
Ant's got heart, yeah.
You don't think Coop could have it?
We'll see on Coop. I think he's got...
Do.
I think Coop is cutthroat enough to want to.
We do need some heart.
But we're going to need something else.
Yeah.
Because some of these old guys really have been the center of things, the soul.
Yeah,
of things.
KD's gone, LeBron's gone,
oh,
Steph's gone.
They can't do it again for us.
Draymond's gone. Was he on this past one?
I don't think so.
No, he wasn't.
Was he?
On it. I don't
think
so.
I want him to take him out, but
I don't believe he was.
Fool might have made it.
Anthony Davis, he's gone probably.
Too broke.
He's going to be too old. We need bigs. We got to find some bigs.
Interesting conversation.
But we'll draft the Olympic team a little bit later. For now, we got to focus on the NIL. At the University of Memphis. Brand new NIL arrangement with FedEx. That's the news of the day. And as part of it, a FedEx logo will appear in the end zones at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. And both sidelines. Both sidelines will display a new visual identity featuring a lockup of the Memphis Tiger logo and the FedEx logo unified under the new designation line, moving Memphis Athletics forward together. Obviously, FedEx has just been critical to everything that has happened with Memphis Athletics, whether it be the Grizzlies, whether it be the Tigers. They have just been at the forefront and at the heart of it. You talk about heart. That is FedEx for this athletic, you know, scene. Without them, there's really nothing. You know, Fred Smith family donated $50 million in renovation over there at Simmons Bank. So The corporation has now secured additional funds for Memphis with this new revamped sponsorship deal. So it's a creative deal. It's the one place if you're Memphis you can probably go to and always ask for more help and usually get it. I don't know how many no's they have ever gotten from FedEx. So yeah, I think it's a creative way to do it. I don't know exactly how much it will mean for revenue sharing and NIL. Will you be able to get to 20.5? My sense is no, but it's more, and more is always good and necessary in this college sports environment in 2025.
I think that I'm with you. I think the announcement is important in the sense of the timing of it. You're coming at a time where there's also headlines about you. I think it's Munns over the commercial appeal that talked to Ed Scott, and Ed was, talked about how embarrassing it was for Memphis to have the offer out to the Big 12 and everything else. What you want to show is that you're pushing forward, and you'd rather have this out there in these kind of headlines as opposed to, yes, it was tough. Hey, real, we're telling it like it was, but it was embarrassing to be turned down, our plan, the Big 12, all that. You'd rather have this out there. So I think the timing of it is important as well. Munns points out over his story about this that it's that this sort of visibility in the end zones and wherever else they're going to have it, you went through some of it, as a move believed to be unprecedented in college football and the NFL. So I don't know if how big this logo is going to be in the end zone or right there. We're clearly going to see it everywhere. And yeah, that's what you want to show to the Big 12 and the rest of college football. Look at what you missed out on. You're doing a deal that nobody else has done and a kind of visibility with this in terms of your corporate branding that no one else has ever done. That's the word you want out there right now. Not, oh, we're still hurting because the Big 12 gave us a big old slap in not having the vote, which was the case. But you want to, as our man Jeffrey Wright would say, tell your story. I mean, that applies here. And so that's what this is.
Yep.
It's incredible again. Because you just think about Fred Smith. We just had the celebration of life last week. And Hargrave told you, the president over, during the celebration of life, he was writing letters to the Big 12 up until the day that he died, right? Day before.
Yep.
And now you have him, again, his spirit all through this, but clearly FedEx still on board with Memphis even after his passing.
Yep.
You're going to have him, his company, visible in a way that we've never seen in college athletics. That's the story you want out there. You appreciate the sort of doubling down by FedEx. Because let's be real, too. It's not just a slap in the face to Memphis.
Yep.
It was a slap in the face to Fred and to FedEx.
Yep.
When you say, no, we don't want your money. Yeah, we know how we don't want that. And so the stepping up, too, of them sort of shows you, man, we'll do this. We'll get it done. We don't need them right now. And so I think symbolically that's important as opposed to, hey, remember, first time it's talked. And a lot of it was, man, what about that Big 12? You don't want that story out there,
right,
and those headlines out there. Unfortunately, John,
yep,
because you haven't come out and talked earlier,
right,
the time. So this is how you combat that.
Yes. And look, I think Ed does overall a good job. I think he has a tough job at Memphis, especially just sort of in this time that they are in. And so I think he does a good job overall. I do think, like, some of it he's learning about Memphis. Like, I think he believed that this would be easier than it has been when he took this job, because, I remember him coming in and it'll stick with me. One of the things he said was, like, don't put your past traumas onto me. Well, now you kind of found out why. Now you kind of found out what the things that have, been challenges and obstacles for this university were not just based on athletic directors and how, how funny they were, or how clever they might have been. It was about the institutional challenges,
mm-hmm,
that honestly, again, don't. He's not responsible for changing. I'm not putting.
Nor
this
can
the,
I do it. Can I? Can he change exactly, all of it?
Exactly.
Certainly.
So it's not really about, like, this isn't about Ed Scott at all. It's just like, I do think maybe he underestimated some of the challenges that exist here, and he's finding out just how tough they really are and how much change is actually
required.
What
they really think about you.
Even after, like, he's inheriting a Memphis athletic department and more of a university that's better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine what Tom Bowen had to deal with back in 2016, right?
Mm-hmm.
The kind of conversations he had to have when Memphis wasn't an R1 university, when they weren't a Carnegie university. He didn't get to say those things.
Wasn't one of seven schools to have both teams in the top 25.
100%.
I mean, that's legit.
100%.
The rest of them are all power teams.
Tom Bowen kind of had to sell the dream a little bit.
He had to come fix football. Remember, that was why you brought him.
Yeah.
They had to build that up first.
I mean, Laird.
Part of where it is now is because of Tom Bowen, to be honest with you, on the football
side. I agree.
That's why he was brought
in. I agree. Laird in 2021 even had a great situation because he, you know, Memphis basketball had not gone to the tournament. But again, we say it's not about basketball. He had a football program that was 2 years removed from hosting game day and going to the Cotton Bowl.
Exactly.
So he even had, you know, a great situation, and he couldn't do anything. I think maybe his was slightly better than Ed's, because I don't think at that time maybe I guess maybe they were embroiled in that whole NCAA thing with James Wiseman. So I don't know. We can plot it all down and say. But again, point being, whoever the AD is, this is a very difficult job. And especially because there are expectations among the fan base, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, to compete at that level, because that's just what it has always been. This is a deal that helps do that without getting. I think that's like it's not a panacea, but it's the perfect sort of arrangement that will help you stem the tide a little bit while you try to wait. You know, that's all you can do. I mean, you can't crash the party. You know, you got to wait for that invite. You try to buy your way in, but you couldn't. You couldn't. They told you no. So anyway, it helps. It all helps. And this is the latest in the string of, you know, business deals that Memphis is cutting here to try to stay afloat.
And Fred's still helping from heaven.
The man.
It's amazing.
The champ.
It sounds like it'll be amazing if Titans fans ever get anything out of the Jarius Sneed. I know they're hoping this time they do. This does sound like it could be for real. He's back from the physically unable to perform list. And listen, the expectations have been high for LeJarius Sneed since you last year made the trade with the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a 2025 third-round pick and swap of 7-round picks. Then you paid him $76 million over 4 years. And up until that point, you were happy doing it because he had played in at least 94% of the Chiefs' defensive snaps over his first 3 seasons. And so you thought you were getting an absolute stud that was going to be in there week per week. And that has not been the case thus far. But he has passed his physicals, cleared to return to practice. It's been a long process for the 6th-year defensive back. ESPN writes, injured that quad. Y'all remember the injury, Titans fans. I did not, during a Week 5 loss to the Colts. I just knew he was out for most of the season as a result of it. It was initially diagnosed as a bruise. It was later found to be a strain and required more rest than initially anticipated. Sneed had surgery to address the quad injury, also underwent a knee cleanup procedure in May, and they're hoping he's all good to go now and ready to be in that defensive backfield. They've got high expectations, like we said, for him. Other news in the NFL, I don't know how much we're expecting of the New Orleans Saints. I think for most of us, it's around along the lines of not much, but they are not yet ready to make that quarterback decision between Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler. I don't know that you've got much of a decision here. I guess you do, you know, in terms of Spencer Rattler, you do have some, a little bit invested, but I think Tyler Shuck, you don't draft him.
Right.
If you really thought you had something with Spencer Rattler, and at some point this will be, this will become his, I would think, Shucks. That's why you got him in here. Rattler did complete 71.4% of his passes for 252 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception in the first 2 preseason games. We did have the 1 pick, but again, over 70%. Tell you what, Shuck hadn't been too, you know, Shuck's been right there with him. 70.6% for him, 231, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. So they've decided at this point they will not name a starter. I don't know how critical it is at this point for Kellen Moore between those two, but I imagine at some point here, because Spencer Rattler's also so young, you know, the ceiling doesn't feel like it's any higher with him than it does with Tyler Shuck, and eventually Tyler Shuck gets the nod.
Well, so a couple of things. I watch preseason, so you don't have to.
I watch some, but not this.
Yeah, I watched.
Tell me
that
about
game.
Them.
So Shuck got in there, and he was basically disastrous. He started it. He started the game. It was the Jags, right? He started it, and he actually had some starters out there. Olave was out there. Shaheed was out there. Again, New Orleans roster is so bad that even the starters are not going to help you that much. And he had one drive where I think he got 3 out of it, but not much really other than that. And it could have been against Jags defensive starters. I wasn't paying that close attention. So that's the tricky thing about preseason evaluations. Like, all right, Shuck got the starters perhaps against the Jags, and then Rattler gets in the, you know, whatever it is, third quarter, and he gets the third string guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to evaluate it in that way, because it was inverted the previous game.
Rattler started, then Shutt got in, looked better. But again, it was against the second and third string guys as opposed to the Rattler, who might have gotten some more starters or top depth chart guys. But I will say Rattler did lead him on one game-tying drive, you know, and he got the two-point conversion as well. And he had a couple of throws that were right there on the money. He's a guy who intrigues me, but his decision-making is probably not good enough to be a starter.
Yeah.
I do think he's kind of a gamer, though. But, again, it could be he was just a gamer against third-string defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm like, they're the ones that would know that better than me, you know, in terms of
the numbers are essentially the same, and then you're telling me they flipped them in both preseason games pretty much with the twos, threes, and the ones. And
They gave them both the treatment.
But you're saying eyeball-wise, you said disastrous, even though the completion percentage and the touchdowns, apparently threw for a touchdown, but also
I guess Rattler's first start was pretty disastrous.
Okay.
Against the Chargers.
It must have been the one we did, we're not talking about.
The Chargers start was
bad.
The
numbers are essentially the same. That's what it looks like. You got kind of the same dude so far, and you want to let this last one figure it out, is what it kind of looks like to me.
I think that's
But I'm with you. If eyeballs, at least in that one game, told you there might be a little juice in the tank, at least to start with Rattler.
Yeah.
He does have more experience from last season.
Right.
Why don't you just start with that guy? There's probably more guys in the locker room.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not after a firing of a coach and everything.
Yeah,
else,
I don't know. I mean, I think your original point is the right one because you just drafted the dude,
right?
And he's an older cat. He's already like 26. Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's who's winning now. That's who seems to be getting the jobs and doing a little bit better now.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to your young guys that didn't get enough, you know, a whole bunch of college starts.
Yeah. I mean, he's 26. You just drafted him in the second round, 40th pick, basically a first round, French first round guy. Yeah, I mean, your investment in Rattler is what, fifth, sixth round?
Dude, we thought they were going to take Shadur.
Yeah.
We didn't think Shadur was robbing below the Saints in the first round. It's crazy.
Just based on spend, it's got to be Tyler Shutt. If they're even, which they seem to be,
yes,
you got to give it to the guy you just drafted who's older. I mean, that's just the way it goes to me. Because, like, you got to find out. You know, with Rattler, you have...
No, you make a great point about him being older than Rattler.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized that.
Yeah, like, you have to, you know...
I mean, Rattler was in college a long time, too, wasn't he?
He was at South Carolina.
Moved around.
And then I think he transferred somewhere else.
Before that, was he in Oklahoma at one point?
Oklahoma and then transferred. It was South Carolina, I think he finished.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah, Oklahoma and then South Carolina. Like,
yeah. I didn't realize that Huck is older than him coming in as the rookie.
Almost 2 years older than him.
Good grief.
Yeah. So, and I think that was the whole point. It's like, we're going to get a little bit more experience with this cat. And that's where everybody was like, because you got to think, like, dude, you only got 10 years with the guy at most.
Wow.
Even if he turns out to be awesome.
Yeah.
You only, you know, most guys you draft are like 22, 23. You know, you're already behind the eight ball there. He turns 26 in September. So, you know, you just don't have that much time with him. Relatively speaking. So I do think that, but again, I don't think this is a Colt situation where, he's the guy, no doubt about it. We're not going to revisit this. Like, they're going to be so bad that I think they're going to have no choice but to revisit this throughout the year. It's really a terrible place to be as a franchise. You know, they're just wandering through the wilderness, and you have a coach that's unproven. You have no quarterback. I mean, I don't think any of these guys is going to end up being anything. That'd be the probability.
Yeah, it looks like they're both going to get beat up pretty good. They're both sacked 7 times between them in the 2 games. So that's going to be part of it, is trying to lift up units that look like they're already, you know, hurting in terms of what you've got around these guys. There ain't much talent there anymore.
One more note on the NFL while we're on it. Did you see what Anthony Richardson's agent said?
That he doesn't know about a future with him.
Yeah, he doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust him after this latest It sounds like I don't either.
Cause
it sounds like you and Derrick Jackson were all on the same page about this.
It was me, Derrick Jackson, Jeff Calkins, Jeffrey Wright, everybody but you. AR was in the room.
Yep.
We said, it's done. He's the starter. We were in there.
Right.
They've gone behind our back.
They have. Now.
Shock.
Now, let me sit you.
Shocking.
Let me sit all three of y'all down. Derrick, Anthony Richardson.
What did you know? Because this used to be your guy.
He still is my guy. That hasn't changed, but I knew that when they brought Daniel Jones in, that it was going to be a tough sell. It's going to be a tough sell because he's going to do the line of scrimmage stuff. He's going to do all the detail work that AR ain't going to do. AR can't read a defense. That's why he got hurt.
Yeah, I heard about the finger.
You know,
I mean, that's why he.
But he came back and bounced back from that performance. How long y'all gonna hold that one sack against him?
That's against
get the ball out.
Third string slappy. I mean, imagine if that's against.
We just froze up like a deer. It was one play. It was one play. We didn't read it. We should have gotten it out. We didn't. How long y'all gonna hold that against us?
Derek, this is year three.
Damn, Steichen.
This is year three for us.
I understand that,
and I've had him every year.
But we know what you got with old Daniel. He's going to come out here and throw these picks and throw these L's around.
I think the problem is that I know what I have with you, too. And it's not enough.
Help me read. That can be developed.
You can't give me somebody that I need to help learn how to read. And then
run some RPO for me and keep it simple like Kingsbury
did. So you can get hurt again?
We ain't getting hurt anymore because I'm not doing what I did. And old Smith said it on J&J. Said I was reckless with the way I was running it. I now know. In this NFL, I can't run like I tried to in those 13 games down in Florida. I can't do it.
I think the issue here.
You have to find all that out.
Is we told you from Jump Street what it was when we brought in Daniel Jones. So don't act like you didn't know that this was a competition.
I'm going to tell you part of it. Daniel Jones coming in to save the day doesn't save Steichen.
No, it does not. He's going to.
Anthony Richardson possibly, if he played it that way, could.
That's
it
true.
It could come in.
That's
the
why
only,
you had a
that's
lot of
why
coach
you're
media
now.
Saying that. Mm-hmm. You know, is that it could that's save what, the you know.
I mean, that's all I can come up with
front
here.
Office.
Because, again, we know what Daniel Jones is.
Yeah.
So does Steichen. The flip would be I'd wait. You know, that's what can save me. As we sort of said it with the Giants situation, Jackson Dart is Dable and Shane's get out of jail card.
That's right.
If it comes in and works.
That's right.
That's why you're not going to start him off the bat.
Right.
No, that's their only hope.
I agree with that totally.
And it's similar to that, it feels like here.
I agree with you completely. But I just, you know, I don't think it has to be over for Anthony Richardson.
I don't think, I think the agent should hold on because Daniel Jones is going to have a 2 or 3 pick game.
He will.
And Steichen's going to look down there and say, you know what, come on.
Yeah.
You're going to have your chance.
You know, he's still, you know, you got to remember, like, this is still a guy that has not played a lot of football, right? That was the whole
that's
thing coming out of college.
And that's why this is crazy. Like, you got to play him.
He's only 23 years old.
Simplify the plan and you know, keep it as simple as possible. Let us see if he can play through injury. Let us see if he understands that he was playing recklessly.
He just turned 23, by the way.
Got to get him out there.
I mean.
He's never played.
Yeah.
And, what were you expecting him to get?
And so, I think, look, it may not be in Indianapolis. He will get another chance. He's so young, whereas you know, Tyler Shuck's 3 years older than he is, and Anthony Richardson has been in the league for 3 years already.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think like somebody will give him another chance, just like you see Trey Lance. Trey Lance gets all these opportunities. He gets passed around now, but you know I do think he may be winning the backup job in L.A. I mean we'll see. I think it gets decided probably this week, right? You got the Trey Lance revenge game, the Trey Lance Harbaugh double revenge game in San Fran to end preseason. But look, I would absolutely take a flyer on Anthony Richardson if I'm a team that needed a quarterback. You know, honestly, New Orleans. I would trade a 6th rounder if I'm New Orleans.
It's just
why not, bro? Like, I don't know who else really needs a quarterback. I know Cleveland needs a quarterback, but they have Godchild. They're straight. Who else?
Again, y'all don't have the future behind Geno.
We're good
you
for
may
2 years.
As well bring them in.
We're good for. I don't want any drama.
They tell me you're shooting too high on some of your backups anyway. Raiders fans are telling me you're too high on that one.
No, that's because, that's
Colin,
my guy right there. My guy, Vet, a Cappy Vet.
He said you're out here capping
on
some of these
dudes. And I get it. Sometimes what you kind of have to deal with is there is racial alignment. You know, he wants Shadur. And I just have to explain to him, you know, we weren't going to bring that in.
And Brady had 5 chances.
Yeah. We were going to go with the low sort of risk, you know, we weren't going to low variance route. And so we went with the white guy, Cam Miller. I mean, that's just, he doesn't have a personality at all. I don't even know if he speaks. So he's out there. He's undersized. He's spunky in that way. You know, he's not better than Shadur, but Tom wasn't going to invite that into the franchise at this point. You know,
Tom sees more of himself in this white kid.
I don't know. Maybe.
Spunky,
but he doesn't play like Tom though. Tom, you know this guy's like he's mobile. He wants to run the ball. You know, he doesn't want to sit back in the pocket and deliver. He's very different. Yeah, I think that story got overblown. I think we all read it. We're like, whew, you know. But he did have that one throw against the Seahawks. It was a touchdown bomb. That was a nice one. But it was an easy throw. Any quarterback in the NFL should be able to make it. It wasn't like it was. Oh, who is this cat? We got to get him. We got to give him the job next year. He might be better than Aiden O'Connell. I'll say that. Aiden O'Connell's absolute trash. could be better than him, but that ain't saying much. But yeah, you just got to understand, like, that's a Shadur guy, and that's fine. Like, I understand. Like, I'm down with it. I love Shadur myself. I'm rooting for him.
I got that trash in the QB room. That's what I smell.
But, I mean, I saw him. He tried to sort of say that I'm just infatuated with Cam Miller, you know. Maybe I am. How about that? Maybe I am.
We know you love your good white quarterback, just like you love your good white basketball player.
Now, it's a little different.
That's all that's on the walls over in the Cove.
Wait now. I mean, you know I got that Imani Bates signed jersey.
Bro, I'm still waiting on Imani to break through.
It ain't happening in Cleveland, unfortunately. He got waived. I don't think he got signed by anybody either.
What's crazy is you watch him, and he's shooting the ball from half court like it's a regular shot, and they're going in.
Yeah. He's got the ability, man. It really is.
Like, he is a professional shooter.
Yeah.
It's the rest of it, clearly, that's got him.
Yeah, he last played for – I mean, he hasn't been picked up by anybody. He's just out there. So, I feel bad a little bit. But, you know, he's also got the limitations with the, you know, the physical, you know, the short arms and stuff.
Skinny body. Will Barton was skinny, though.
Yeah.
Will Barton also rebounded like a small forward.
He did. Did Imani ever even get a chance? He played 15 games 2 years ago. I mean, that's not nothing in the NBA. 15 games in a whole year, that's really not nothing. But he only played 10 last year. He just wasn't part of the thing. And they're moving on from him. Gave him 2 years. So at least, you know, he'll always have that. But NFL is going on as we speak. Yeah, Titans, we'll see if I think we can get one more look at Cam Ward this week. No Jerry Sneed, but can we get one more look at Cam?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Cam's been good, man. I'm telling you. And did you see Jefferson? Like what he did? Mm-hmm. He said the Jefferson drop was on him.
Wow.
Those are small things you can do.
Yeah.
If you're a Cam Ward to win over a bunch of veteran guys in the locker room.
Yep.
And when it was clearly on Jefferson, yet Cam takes the blame. Dude, he catches that pass. Those stats look a lot better.
Right.
Every time he's driven the ball down the field, which he might be trying to do too much.
Right.
He's take more of the simple. That'd be the criticism I have for him.
Yep.
But every time he's driven it down the field, it's been right there for him.
Yep.
He's got a nice little familiarity, it looks like, with Ridley already. There's something. I'm telling you, way more than there was ever with Levis, it feels like.
Yes.
But it's, you know, he's going to take some hits.
Yes, he is.
He is, but I like that offensive line. They'll have a pride in him. They'll want to protect him. He's not arrogant. He's winning over teammates. So it could go well. It could eventually develop into something nice.
Yeah. By the way, Caffey Vet has weighed in. He says, appreciate the shout out. He doesn't care if the man is purple. We need prayer. I think he means players in that quarterback room behind Gina. We also probably need prayer.
You want to make everything racial. It's funny how the white man wants to make everything racial, y'all.
Well, I do think
that, but they hear it every day from you Monday through Friday, 11 to 2.
I do think that there is a racial breakdown of people that root for Shadur versus do not.
Well, come on the other side then.
I root for him. I 100% root for him. I am totally in.
Yeah. Again, then there doesn't have to be divide if you're already
there. There's always
with us.
Exceptions, but I just think generally, like,
well, Tom stabbed us in the back. He acted like he liked
see?
Us, and then he acted like we're not part. We're not worthy of his organization.
Yeah,
I love the Shadur thing. You know what scares me is he was drafted so late. It's like he can outperform the sixth round, but it's like that draft slot, like it handcuffs you a little bit. You know,
he already has outperformed it.
Oh, there's no question about it. Did you see him?
Yeah, he already, in my view.
I agree with you.
He's already done it.
The guy should, I mean, I think, I'm getting crazy, man. He should be the starter. And I know Flacco's there, but it's like, yo, go with that guy.
I mean, you can't start the season with him, but, I mean, at some point you could probably think about doing it when the season is officially lost.
Very soon.
Yeah. You know, the second month of the season, you could think about, hey, we make a quarterback change. You got to give it to somebody. They'll probably give it to Pickett, though. I mean, they won't give it to Shadur. I mean, that's the problem. They have so many quarterbacks in that room that they have to, you know, satisfy.
Did they trade Dorian Thompson, Robinson Thompson for Pickett to the Eagles? Wasn't that the trade?
That had to have been, right?
And those two teams were playing each other this past week.
That's right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And so now the Eagles got the dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what in the world?
Yeah.
If Philly didn't want him, what in the business you think you got taking him? Do you see my point here?
Well, yeah,
they
were bringing him in because they thought he could be a starter. That's what Cleveland thought. Kenny Pickett. They believed in him on some level.
But Philly doesn't want him.
That's right.
Why would you think he can be your starter if Philly doesn't think he's even suitable enough to be the backup behind Jalen Hurts, who your guy? Why would you think that's your future? They'll take DTR from you, yeah. DRT, whatever it is.
It's DTR. It's a terrible organization.
Do you see my point? That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, it's just asinine. No, and then again, you pick Dylan Gabriel in the third.
Right.
That's the QB you like.
And then you pick
and
Shadur.
But no, because he's still there in the fifth, you're going to take. Like, it's just
no, I mean, it's
crazy.
Literally, it's the
and
worst.
And you have the owner pointing at the GM saying, well, this is on him. Yes. And it's just whack. Why would anybody want to go there?
And Deshaun Watson is still there, by the way.
They're trying to pay off.
Yeah.
But I don't think he technically counts on the roster as one of the four quarterbacks. He's not because he's not active.
Okay.
So they're going to still carry four, but then technically have five of them jokers. And the fifth one that's not on the roster is making all the money.
That's
fool making about 70 a year.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
It's so
bad. They should shut it down.
They really
move
should.
Move them up out of there. The Haslam's just made it. It's just a joke.
If there's any franchise that needs to move, it's Cleveland.
I mean, they make New Orleans look like they know what they're doing down there.
They really do, bro. They really, at least they're, they got a one-on-one competition down there, you know?
It's unbelievable.
You're right. The quarterback making the most money is the guy who's not even on the active roster. I mean, that is just too good. And even if he was, he may not be the starter.
Might not.
I mean, because it's not like he's been playing well at all.
He came back. He didn't look good. Looked like the magic was gone.
Yeah. It got left in one of those massage parlors. So do we still have the cameras? That would have been good.
Again, Kraft was in a massage parlor too. Y'all ain't still talking about that.
Well, he beat the charges, man.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he beat the charges on those?
Mm-hmm.
He had an accomplice, didn't he?
No, Deshaun was out of control. I mean, come on.
He had like 50. That's
several cases.
I mean, Bob had just the one place he always went.
Like to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you do it that way. I will say. In fairness,
smarter.
We don't ever talk about Justin Tucker, do we? But
why is that?
He got blackballed. That's why. Nobody picked him up. He got cut and nobody picked him up. Instead, Deshaun got paid $500 billion. So, again, it's just more terrible judgment by the Browns, you know?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
There's no question. There's no denying
that. That's a hard fan base. That's a hard organization to be a fan of. It's probably the hardest team
that's
to root for.
All you got, Shadur.
Exactly.
So might as well all get on board, and black.
He's fourth on the depth chart.
He's the only thing you got going for you, and y'all are pushing him down. Let him live. Might be the best thing for the franchise.
That's crazy. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come on the show. Norton Hurd, the fourth, is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to finish?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
ESPN. All right, we're back. Jason and John, Audie Turn FM, ESPN. Norton Herd IV is going to join us at 1:25. Can't wait. In the meantime, in between time, GP got a chance to catch up with Mike Davis, Memphis basketball assistant, who I'm sure, you know, he's probably dealt with. He probably dealt with Mike Davis when he was at some, you know, various stops as part of his national gig, right?
I imagine so, yes.
I don't remember the years Mike Davis.
Maybe during that time in UAB, no?
Yeah.
Or not probably the time at Detroit.
Not at Indiana. That would have been before GP, right?
Hmm.
Indiana was 2000 to 2006, maybe. I don't remember when GP got that job.
I think that was GP still at CBS.
Okay.
Because Walken comes in between.
Oh, okay.
And I took over in 10.
So. All right, so maybe he did deal with Mike Davis from the Indiana Times.
I remember how many years Walken had
been. So, yeah, UAB so. From 2006-2012. So he probably, yeah, I mean, that's probably where he knew Mike Davis from. So it was like a homecoming in many ways for those two getting together, you know what I mean?
See him around.
And so he had a couple of interesting things to say. He said that this year's team is deeper than last year's team.
It is deeper.
Because there's more people.
Well, there's more guards. Capable guards.
There's also 15 players as opposed to 13 last year.
Yeah. We knew you'd hit us with the obvious and the funny.
I want y'all to
It is deeper at guard. It is deeper. We talked to Baraka.
It's deeper at guard. It is not
Come
deeper
on,
we inside.
We can put it right there with the Tyrese situation.
So how do you agree with his assessment?
Well, who did we have inside beside Dane Danger last year?
A rope, dude.
Last year.
Nick Jourdain.
Moussa.
Just
in that alone, there was more you could depend on inside. No, that is your case. There was good. You should have stood on it. It was much deeper last year.
It was.
Because we don't have anything in there that we can bank on right now. I know where you're going with this Mike Davis thing.
Yeah. Well, Parr thinks Thiernos Silla is about to come in here.
Well, I do need to sort of adjust my priors, as you would say, huh, for him.
I mean,
could be
maybe
starting five.
He averaged 4-4 in the Big 12.
And that's if we go big. We're going to go small. We're playing Rio Grande Man sometimes at Rubber Band Man at 5-4.
I like that. Rio Grande Man. Wild as a Taliban.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. Can you get that going, Brad? A little Rubber Band Man?
They said he's good.
Now, I did see there was a TikTok of T.I. getting stopped out in L.A. And, you know, the paparazzi guy was like, T.I., Rubber Band Man, wild as a Taliban, nine in my, and T.I. was like.
Now, that's the spinners version. John was asking for the.
The T.I.
The T.I.
Oh, there's a T.I. I'm sorry. I'm old.
That goes to show you the generation gap.
Sorry, I'm old.
There's a generational gap there.
You didn't, like, Brad did not grow up. His formative years were not on T.I.P.
He thinks about the spinners and Stacey Augmon, Plastic Man, the Rubber Band Man.
That's right.
That's when you say those things.
But T.I. got stopped. Yeah.
Hold on. That's explicit.
That's all right. We can. Only the stream will hear it, right?
But
he got stopped and he was like, yeah, man, let's not do that. He was like, let's not do that, man. You know how a T.I. is. But, yeah, Hassan Abdul-Hakim is the Rio Grande Man.
I've got to memorize his name. I'm having trouble doing it.
Yeah.
I want to always call him the Rio Grande Man.
He's still – the circumstances of his arrival continue to be very intriguing.
Do they?
It was like announced at like 3 in the morning, wasn't it? Hey, who am I? That's what I was asking.
I see this was your jam, clearly.
Like, yeah, 04?
Mm-hmm.
That feels like White Station middle school days, watching MTV, BET.
Yep. Sound like you did this one in the mirror a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, there were some words
I just want to make sure you exactly had it down.
There were some words that I would not say, as you know.
I hope.
You know? But yeah, I mean, I'm excited about him. We continue to hear not much about him, though. He continues to be shrouded in secrecy.
Yeah. Was he among the guys that Penny had mentioned as sort of the leaders? I know Penny had said a group of guys that, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think he mentioned them specifically.
Okay.
Maybe he's trying
Not that he won't. I do think there's a chance here to go small and maybe not be as big as you've been just because there's less there that you can depend on. But with these combo forwards that you have and the multitude of guards, I just think there's a lot of ways – in this AAC, you can play small. Is that going to work in the non-conference? No.
Right. Right.
And that's where you'd like to see at least one of these, especially one of these three newer additions. I'm counting Majulk in there because he hasn't made it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like to see like a center come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, they're saying your guy is more of a spot up four.
No, we did actually.
Bradshaw.
We did speak to the I don't remember exactly what the global entry at TSA down there at the Memphis International. We did make sure to let them know he gets through, even if the documentation is a little iffy. He's with 1 cent.
Yep. You seem to think it's not going to happen.
I think
paperwork's going to keep us held up all year.
Everybody's getting held up.
They're putting him in a FedEx box. That was part of that NIL deal.
There we go. Yeah. Put a FedEx
boxes
in. That's exactly right. We're getting everything FedEx through in 2025. No doubt about that.
What did Mike say about him?
Didn't see.
I
thought you were talking about.
No,
Simon.
I was talking about Mike Davis, man.
I thought you were talking about Simon Jock, bro. No, I mean, all I saw was that he said it was the deepest. It was deeper this year than last year. I didn't see anything specifically on Aaron.
Okay, CA's got a story from Jonah Dillon that says that Aaron Bradshaw could be the next Dane Danger. I just want you to know that.
Mike Davis. Okay, let me ask you this: is it acceptable to do like prior years? Don't you think more than a year needs to pass before you can be the next something?
I see what you're saying. That's a separate argument. Let me read you the quote first, and we can decide if we want to revisit that argument. Dane Danger was a good basketball player at Baylor in Illinois, but when he got here, Hardaway, at the beginning of the year, started working with Dane and Musa Cisse, Davis said, during the Scary Pair show, and Dane bought into it. Dane was one of the best players in the country at the end of the season. If Aaron can realize that he's having an opportunity to be one of the best players to ever pick up a basketball, his development is unmatched to me. Because I saw what Hardaway did last year with Dane when he took over the big guys. If Aaron can buy into that and just focus on that, he's got a chance to be a really good basketball player here in Memphis.
Okay. I mean, I buy that. Why not?
Okay.
He
says the next Dane Danger. We're not saying better than, but a guy who can really up his level of play. I don't think he's, you know, pushing it too far here. Up his level of play under Penny Hardaway.
Right.
If he buys in. And I think there's a good possibility with a scheduled in the AAC like you got that you do that, much like we saw with Nate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's kind of where I'm
realistic.
At. Yeah, like I would just say, you know, it's more of a deal where I would wait more than a year before I, you know, compare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, give me, like, he could be the next Keith Lee. Give me the next, you know, he could
not
be the next
doing that.
Paris London. That? Who was the guy, like, everybody loved, the John Grice. Give me the next
No, you have to use someone that Penny pulled something out of, bro. That's the point of this.
Yeah.
And that's why we use the recency.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But anyway, it was definitely good to hear from Mike. You know, he's been a valuable piece, no doubt about that, you know, on this Memphis basketball staff. It'd be interesting to see what they decide to do with that opening, by the way. We haven't talked about that. I know Todd Day was reported, right?
I saw that. It looked like from more than one outfit. I actually came back talking about it last week, and to my knowledge, you know, Todd's reached out and everything else, and that Penny's taken his time, and there have been multiple applicants, and so I'm not exactly sure where it is. It doesn't sound like it's inevitable at this point that it's Todd Day.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Penny's still considering his options and that Todd's one of them.
Yeah. I mean, I did write the column maybe a month or so ago when the Nolan Smith news broke that, hey, it doesn't really matter who your next assistant is because you just need to have the money. Like, you know, whether it's Todd Day, whether it's Jason Smith, whether it's Brad Carson, just...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.